We tried it. We always tried to start the whole thing with like a groove vibe. Get a vibe, like a group vibe. Mm-hmm.
If there's a laid-back vibe to the music of ALO, it's understandable. The California Bread Quartet made their new album, Man of the World, in Hawaii with their pal, Jack Johnson. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, I'm Rita Houston. Three of the four members of ALO have been playing music together since high school, but it was in college that they really came together as a band. To start, they got degrees in music and ethnomusicology, which helped bring a lot of world influences to their sound. They also met their current drummer, but what really helped the band out was a friendship that Zach Gill had with a surfer-turned-songwriter named Jack Johnson. ALO's new album, Man of the World, was produced by Jack Johnson, and its live feel prompted FUV's Claudia Marshall to ask them if they felt they've become more of a jam band.
That's always been something we've struggled with a little, too, I think. You know, like, I think anyone struggles with their identity a little bit, you know, and like, yeah, we love to jam and we love jam band things, but we also love, you know, the real straightforward songs. And so for good reason, you know, you're trying to like, put something out there, you want to categorize it so you can like tell people, explain what it is.
It's a marketing.
Describe it. Yeah.
It's a marketing strategy.
Yeah, and that's
right.
Always been sort of a struggle for us, and like, well, where do we fit in? And I think we can kind of, depending on our mindset at a given moment, we could equally fit in either one.
Well, because it becomes more of like a business or a marketing decision as opposed to, you know, just like playing music and kind of following where the inspiration's going. And then you're kind of like, well, if you go too far that way, it becomes this. And if you go too far that way, it becomes that. Where it's just like,
I get the sense you aren't really that worried about it, though. You're not like, we can't put this song on this record.
No, definitely.
It turns
out
to be a good song.
Especially with this album, more than ever.
When we're looking at the love all around us, does it blind us or is that what this whole thing is for? 'Cause our love might be boundless, but we always need more. Well, hey, hey, all right, we got a big appetite. Oh, my love, when is enough?
So, Man of the World, I don't want to, you know, totally rip the mystery right off of this thing, but what is there a message to that song? What is it really
about?
Well,
it was a little bit, Jack and I wrote the lyrics, and we'd been...
Jack being Jack Johnson.
Jack Johnson,
for those of folks who are just maybe, you know, just discovering you.
Right, right. And it started, it was funny, the groove started when ALO, we were in Brazil, and I think we were, you know, feeling very...
Pre-show ritual, right?
Pre-show ritual. We started kind of marching around the room.
Really?
Playing this groove, you know, and there were, and it was sort of, you know, Man of the World, you know, because we were in Brazil and feeling excited to be there. And then I think it kind of, Jack and I read that book, Iron John, by Robert Bly. It's kind of like a men's movement book about getting in touch with...
if you're a sensitive man, you must read that book.
Yeah, getting in touch with the wild man and all these different things. And so I think that that song, it kind of took a couple different... incarnations, but when we got to Hawaii, I think it was, you know, we were feeling, I think that, you know, the five of us in a room together, it just kind of came out.
He's a man of the world, he's a man of the sky, he's a man of the world, but I don't know why. Oh, 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 oh.
ALO in a live version of Man of the World, the title track from their new album. Today's Take 5 was produced by Andrew Hirschman. You can hear more from ALO and other artists in our online archives at WFUV.org.